This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a beautiful weekend across America, and we're here to help you on the health front. We got lots of, hopefully, intelligent medicine information for you. We're going to share that with you momentarily. We also want you to call us. 877-726-8255 is your portal to good health. You can call us and be part of the program, pose your question about medicine or nutrition. We're in the doctor's office and available at your service. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK this hour or next. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. Took a little hiatus for Memorial Day last weekend, so there's a big backlog of stories that I want to share with you. Hopefully we'll get to all of them, plus your phone calls. Antidepressants linked to weight gain, according to a new study. Also, a diet rich in seafood boosts libido and helps fertility. 877-726-8255 if you want to start dialing. But we got to address the big elephant in the room. It's a mastodon in the room because this week, once again, we were regaled with lurid headlines like this. Yet another study says vitamin supplements are worthless. That from Discover magazine. Older Americans are hooked on vitamins despite scant evidence, says the Chicago Sun-Times. Study finds most vitamins ineffective. KRQE-TV. And on it goes. What's it all about? Well, we've been here before. Over the years, I've been called upon to do damage control on repeated efforts by mainstream medicine and their media enablers to discredit supplements. I've done it again and again, but I'm called upon to do it once more because the headlines are a misrepresentation of a study that has some good points, but a lot of bad points. The latest onslaught comes in the wake of a Journal of the American College of Cardiology's meta-analysis. Meta-analysis is a study of studies. They looked at 176 studies and put them together in a research paper entitled Supplemental Vitamins and Minerals for CVD Prevention and Treatment. CVD stands for cardiovascular disease. And what's that about? Well, it's about heart attacks, strokes, and presumably the need for stents and bypass surgery. And so they cherry-picked a bunch of studies. They excluded some of the studies that I think really substantiate the benefits of vitamins and minerals for cardiovascular prevention. And they put them together, and they concluded that vitamins and minerals weren't much good at preventing heart or brain circulatory problems. So what's up with that? Well, first of all, the so-called health journalists who wrote headlines like, yet another study says vitamin supplements are worthless, are guilty of gross journalistic malpractice because even if you agree with the tenets of the study, and we'll get to that momentarily, this study is only about the effectiveness of supplements for preventing cardiovascular problems. It says nothing about the efficacy of supplements for bones, brain, for mood, for any number of issues, arthritis, autoimmunity, you name it. So the headlines are misleading. And what did they actually study when they did these, when they looked at all these various papers and put them together? Well, most of the studies involved inexpensive over-the-counter multivitamins like Centrum, which is kind of like it's kind of like the Wonder Bread of vitamins. Very, very low potency, relatively poor quality ingredients. A few looked at B-complex supplements and antioxidant combinations. They didn't look at the effects of significant amounts of bioavailable magnesium, for example. They didn't look at high-dose quality multivitamins. None of the studies they considered included vitamin K2, which, of course, is probably one of the most significant players in arterial protection. Most of the supplements contain cheap generic forms of beta-carotene instead of full-spectrum carotenoids, and synthetic vitamin E instead of mixed tocopherols, and folic acid and cyanocobalamin instead of perverted forms of those B vitamins like 5-methylfolate and methylcobalamin. And the vitamin D doses probably didn't exceed the paltry RDA of 400 international units per day. And of course, they didn't consider promising nutrients for the heart like fish oil, coenzyme Q10, aged garlic extract, resveratrol, curcumin, olive leaf extract, and I could go on and on about heart-healthy, brain-protective supplements. Interestingly, probably many of the journalists who reported on this never actually read the study, which I did in depth. Maybe they're just not equipped to understand or comprehend scientific studies, but I'm medically trained, so that's right in my wheelhouse. So if you actually read the study, you could come up with an alternative headline, which is this: certain supplements show cardiovascular benefits. Because even though they used meager dosages of relatively poor quality ingredients, the B vitamins, folic acid, and B12 showed a distinctive protective effect against stroke. They really did. So when they say these vitamin supplements didn't work, what they actually mean is the only ones that they found did work were the B vitamins, folic acid, and B12, but that's a significant finding. And why might that be? Well, apparently lowering homocysteine with things like folate, B12, B6 translates to meaningful protection against stroke. So yeah, you could actually say that the headlines are bass-ackwards, because they could have said, study finds that B vitamins prevent cardiovascular disease. But instead, they took the position, the default position, which is that vitamins don't work. Also, you know, when you do what are called meta-analyses of short-term studies, you may miss the effects, long-term effects, on cardiovascular prevention. Cardiovascular disease is a complex condition. Using supplements to prevent cardiovascular disease, you might take decades of use of supplements to show an effect. And many of these studies went for 6 months, a year or two at most, and maybe didn't pick up on the potential benefits. So, you know, bottom line, and I'll write more about this in our newsletter next week, the study itself has many flaws, and the way it was reported on in the media is a form of journalistic malpractice, because the mantra, again and again, supplements don't work, poisoning the well for the millions of well-intentioned Americans who believe in supplements and take them for prevention. And hopefully, as in the past, the vast majority of you won't be dissuaded by yet another negative study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And we'll be right back to take some of your phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255 this hour or next. And there are yet other ways to get in touch with us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use that question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, which many of you subscribe to. Also, you can weigh in with a question if you go to drhoffman.com and on our homepage. Using your PC or Mac, on the right side of the page is a little rectangle. If you click on a rectangle, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Eric. Let's hear from Eric.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I have Crohn's disease, and I was wondering if there's anything natural that could be done for a abscess and fistula that has formed. They have put me on prescription antibiotics that do not help, and they're saying that the only option is surgical incision and drainage, and they wanted to know if there was anything else that could be done to try to stave off surgery. Thank you so much.
Okay. You know, Eric, you know, I deal a lot with patients who have ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and there are certain situations where you really do have to undergo surgery. You know, I think that in Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, you can really turn down the volume on the disease and sometimes go into full remission with a natural approach, with diet, certain supplements, probiotics can play a role. Some patients who are really depleted even require some intravenous nutrition and have helped some patients who are 4-plus sick, you know, weight dwindling into the, you know, 70-80-pound range, turn things around and regain full health. But if you have an active infection, an abscess, and what you're describing is a fistula, which is actually a connection between your intestine and the outside of the abdomen. So it's a little tunnel where sometimes pus oozes out, and it's it really has to be corrected surgically. But once you've had the surgical correction, unfortunately, with Crohn's disease can come back. And unlike ulcerative colitis, where it's mostly in the lower intestine and people have a colectomy, they remove the colon and the large intestine, and okay, problem solved. In Crohn's disease, you can keep slicing and dicing with patients, and that's why surgery is only a partial fix. It's not a definitive way of treating Crohn's disease. And so the suggestion is that you get the book Breaking the Vicious Cycle, It's about the specific carbohydrate diet. Undertake that diet with full fidelity and preferably with supervision from a nutritionally oriented health professional, because many people can DIY, do it yourself with the diet, but sometimes the diet requires some adjustment. And also, you may want to take advantage of some of the supplements that are helpful. In Crohn's disease, there's a prescription medicine that is a gentle way of helping the immune system normalize, and that's something called low-dose naltrexone. Low-dose naltrexone has been shown to be helpful in Crohn's disease, according to studies. So LDN, check it out, LDN Crohn's disease, Google it. There's far more to it. I could do an entire program or two on the subject of inflammatory bowel disease, but that's beyond the scope of this broadcast. All right, folks, do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? Because this is a really big deal. A lot of side effects to medications. Those of you who take blood pressure medications, you know that. Yeah, you need to control your blood pressure. I don't suggest you stop taking your medications precipitously, because high blood pressure can damage the heart, damage the brain, damage the kidneys. But if you're looking for a more natural approach, perhaps to lower your medication or get off entirely, I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. So if you want to find out more about the Zona Plus, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or go to orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. All you have to do is use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Find it at orderzona.com. Well, according to a new study, a diet rich in seafood boosts libido and fertility. That's pretty cool. Our researchers at Harvard University have discovered that couples who ate a lot of seafood tended to have sex more often, and they conceive faster than other couples. What's up with that? Prior studies have linked the consumption of fish high in omega-3 fatty acids to increased progesterone levels, shorter time to pregnancy, and better semen quality. So here's an enjoyable way that you can spice up your sex life and also increase your potential for overcoming infertility, which is a big problem. 15 to 25% of couples are unable to conceive after a year. More and more kids are delaying pregnancy, and it's a big problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about how antidepressants could make you gain weight. And also some questions about when should you take your vitamin D and in what form. But first, let's hear from Kara, in New Jersey. Hi, Kara. Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Quick question. I had some blood work done a month ago. The liver enzymes were high. I just got retested, and they fell in the normal range.
Okay.
But on the test, there was something listed as hepatitis B surface AB with mm-hmm. a QN, and that was low. It was a minus 3.1. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so what it means is that you haven't been exposed to hepatitis B. And you know, certainly what happened was, and this happens quite a lot, is you had a blood test, and the blood test was abnormal. So first thing you can do when you see an abnormal blood test, you go to Google and you read, you know, abnormal liver function tests, and like you read all the possibilities. It could be cancer of the liver. It could be, you know, you've got chronic hepatitis. You know, you've got cirrhosis of the liver. You know, read all these dire possibilities. But the first thing you should do, and this is what I do with my patients who have, you know, one isolated blood test that we don't anticipate, is we simply repeat the blood test. You wouldn't believe how many screw-ups there are in labs. You know, they make a mistake on the sample, or they switch samples, and there's some kind of mistake. And so a repeat test indicated that you were normal, but in an abundance of precaution, your doctor did some hepatitis screening, and it turns out that that was negative because the surface antibody is you know, an indication of having had exposure to hepatitis. You never had the hepatitis B vaccine, right?
No.
No, okay, because if you did, you would have actually shown positive to certain of those hepatitis B markers. It would have indicated that you've been exposed, but you don't have chronic active hepatitis, but simply that you had been exposed. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You know, it's like, you know, tempest in a teapot. Nothing.
All right. Now, nothing to worry about. Of course, when it came back the first test a month ago, she wanted me to stop all of the vitamins that I take.
This is really common. This is, by the way, this is very common, is that, and I just had, this probably happens to me about, you know, 4 or 5 times a year, is that somebody will come back with an abnormal blood test, and the doctors will say, well, you know, are you taking any medication or supplements? And the person will show them a list of, you know, 15 supplements that I'm giving them. And they say, oh, my goodness, no wonder you have an abnormal blood test. And this just happened over Memorial Day weekend. I had somebody, and they said, oh, you know, you're taking all these supplements and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they repeated the test, and all the tests were negative, and there was no problem. And they said, oh, we think you might have pancreatitis or, you know, something like that. So stop taking all this. I said, go ahead. Stop taking the supplements, again, in an abundance of caution. And it turned out that the supplements were not to blame. So, you know, supplements get the rap whenever something is weird or abnormal. It's not the supplements that are likely to have caused your problem. I mean, if you were taking, say, high-dose niacin, yes, you know, maybe some people take high-dose niacin, like, you know, 1,500 milligrams of niacin daily to lower their cholesterol. Yeah, you might see a bump in the liver function tests. But the most common cause of liver abnormalities is food, is diet. And it turns out that perhaps 30-40% of Americans have something called fatty liver. And I just did a article for our newsletter on Supersize Me. You remember Supersize Me? Back in 2004, Morgan Spurlock undertook this gonzo journalism experiment, where he subjected himself to fast food meals at McDonald's and made himself 4+ sick. He developed shakes. He looked awful. He gained 24 pounds. He was vomiting. And he documented all of this on camera. And it was quite a convincing chronicle of how bad food can make you sick. And during that time, he consumed 5,000 calories. I mean, I guess you can do that if you're a Tour de France bicycle rider or if you're an Olympic swimmer, you know, and you're working out, you know, 6-10 hours a day. But you can't do that if you're consuming that many calories. And so the movie was a great success. It won an award at the Cannes Film Festival. It was nominated for an Academy Award. It grossed, I don't know, millions of dollars. And subsequently, it turns out, this is fast forward to 2017, Morgan Spurlock got caught up in the Me Too movement. Okay, it turns out he was guilty of some sexual transgressions, and he issued a mea culpa in which he said, yes, I was abusive towards women, but I was depressed, you know, in defense of his actions and that he suffered from childhood sexual abuse. And, oh, by the way, he said, I haven't been sober for more than a week at a time since the age of 13. So, that casts doubt on the outcome of his little experiment because, you know, a lot of people said, how can you make yourself that sick just by eating McDonald's? I mean, yes, it's not good, but, you know, his liver specialist, his gastroenterologist who's supervising this medically said, you know, you better stop because you're going to have liver failure. You know, his liver was completely shot. His, you know, you say your liver function tests were abnormal. His were like through the roof. And so he completed the experiment and cleaned up his act, and then he recovered. But it turns out that instead of suffering from something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, he was suffering from alcoholic liver disease. Well, maybe it was compounded by eating all that food, but it wasn't really a legitimate experiment showing the ill effects of hamburgers and French fries and shakes and cola beverages on the liver, because you mix that with alcohol, and that's an incendiary mix. So, bottom line, you can mess your liver up with diet, but what's the biggest culprit from the standpoint of diet? Well, yeah, alcohol. But say you're not consuming any alcohol, it's probably carbohydrates. It's not so much fat, although fat can be a problem if you consume it in excess. But actually, some studies have shown that a ketogenic diet, a diet that is relatively high in fat but very low in carbohydrates, very low carb diet, can actually heal the liver and reduce fatty liver. So check out my article on that subject, on the Morgan Spurlock situation. What I call it, you know, is it an expose of McDonald's or is it a big Whopper? Not sure in the wake of Morgan Spurlock's recent confession. Thanks for your call, Carol. Let's talk to Lorraine from New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm so happy to speak with you. Yep. I was taking Zoloft for about 14 years. I went on it initially a year after my mother passed from ALS, and I had it just kind of all come. The anxiety just kind of hit me well after she passed.
Like a grief reaction, and you know, compounded your underlying
right,
mild depression,
it was just,
and it was yeah okay.
Right. So I continued to take it, and you know, no one ever took me off of it, and so here we are, 14 years later, and I'm speaking with my doctor. It's not a psychiatrist. It's my regular GP. And we, you know, discussed that it was okay to come down. So I was taking 100 milligrams. I went down to 75 for a month, and I had no symptoms. When I went down to 50 milligrams, I started to feel a lot of anger, irritability. Mm-hmm. Just my moods were a little crazy.
Yeah.
So then, but that subsided, that kind of leveled out, and then it went down to 25. And my doctor said, when I get down to the 25, I should still cut that in half and go to 1250. I shouldn't stop at 25.
Right. But that's prudent, because he tapered you instead of saying go off, because there is,
right.
We're very familiar with something called Prozac backlash. It was a book by a Dr. Glenn Mullen, who is a professor at Harvard. And he wrote about this, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, that if you go off that type of medication, the so-called SSRIs, and Zoloft is an SSRI, you can get a rebound reaction. And when you feel really crappy and, you know, you're moody and irritable, it's not clear if you really need the medication and, you know, the medication is helping you, or whether you're just simply experiencing withdrawal from the medication. Because that's
right.
What happens when you've been taking medication for a long time and you withdraw it precipitously. So anyway, go ahead.
Right. So I probably did not stay on the 25 long enough. I probably was on it for 2 weeks, and then I went down to 1250 thinking, okay, I was feeling okay. But I'm having some I'm on what we call a bad, like, depression issues right now, and I get angry. And so my question is, would a supplement such as 5-HTP help these types of symptoms?
Yeah, and the answer is yes, because it basically helps in a different way to build your serotonin. The Zoloft inhibits the breakdown of serotonin, so you build up serotonin. And 5-HTP promotes the synthesis or the uptake of serotonin. So that can work. That is a reasonable strategy. And, you know, among other strategies, you know, there may be other things going on. You may be perimenopausal and you may have some hormonal issues. You may have certain key vitamin deficiencies. You may need the calmative effects of magnesium or theanine or GABA. You know, any number of things could have an impact. You may want to undertake a program of meditation or exercise, yoga, biofeedback, you know, something that's a more natural way to help you cope with your depression. Or alternatively, your diet may cause your blood sugar to bounce around. I mean, when patients complain of irritability, I often check their diet and find that they're subject to hypoglycemia. So, you know, beyond the scope of a quick conversation here on the radio, but we do a deep dive on your diet, and maybe we could stabilize your blood sugar and avoid pro-inflammatory foods that affect the brain. We now know that depression to some degree is an inflammatory disorder of the brain, and even by taking things like curcumin, we can help that. So, you know, you're now embarking on a more natural way of dealing with your moods, and that probably should have been undertaken way back when you started on the Zoloft. But it's not too late to get back in the groove and correct some of these imbalances that caused you to have problems in the first place. So there you have it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. We'll be back with more. And speaking of antidepressants, could they be linked to weight gain? A new study says yes.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And this story, taking antidepressants could be linked to weight gain, according to a new study. And some drugs heighten the risk more than others. Well, to me, that's a big duh, because I've seen so many patients who've had problems losing weight. And actually, this represents a big betrayal by the pharmaceutical companies, because older antidepressants, things like imipramine, Elavil,
This is the older generation of antidepressants used 40, 50 years ago. They were well known to cause weight gain. But then they came around with this thing called Prozac. Some of you are old enough to remember the introduction of Prozac. It was introduced with great fanfare because it was thought that not only could it help your depression, but it could help stem your appetite and help you lose weight. Well, it turned out, au contraire, the opposite happened. People gained weight on this new category of medications, SSRIs, which include things like Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Lexapro, etc. And so this new study just confirms what we've already known. Now, notice the word linked to weight gain. Association does not necessarily mean causation. We know already that depression in itself can cause weight gain because people who are depressed sometimes simply aren't as motivated to exercise or eat well. They crave comfort foods. They have a certain inertia. They can't get off their sofa to be motivated to exercise. We also know, and this is well established, that obese individuals are about 25% more likely to experience a mood disorder like depression. They have poor self-image, low self-esteem, and social isolation, which can contribute to the depression. But also, if you're overweight, your body's more likely to be inflamed, and so too is your brain, and that can affect brain chemistry. So the linkage does not necessarily mean that the antidepressants are causing the overweight, but actually there really is something to it. It's a two-way street because obesity causes depression, and taking medications for depression makes the obesity worse in a vicious cycle. So some antidepressants were more associated with weight gain than others. For example, Remeron and Celexa, they had respectively a 50% and 26% higher risk of gaining 5% more weight respectively. So if you take Remeron, that is just notorious for putting on the pounds. So too is Celexa to a little lesser extent. And the researchers concluded that the widespread use of antidepressants, quote, may be contributing to long-term increased weight gain at a population level, and this should be considered when people start taking them. So, you know, it's very worthwhile to consider for all. I mean, look, there's a place, in my opinion, for antidepressants for people who are profoundly depressed. I mean, I'm not one of these integrative doctors who is, you know, like a devout follower of Scientology who believes that antidepressants are some sort of plot for mind control of the populace and that no one should ever be taking them. But they're vastly overprescribed, and there are superior ways of dealing with mood that aren't linked to side effects like weight gain. So we ought to be leveraging those. Okay, speaking of which, a new study suggests that DHA may be beneficial for depression. That's docosahexaenoic acid, a component of fish oil. Low-dose DHA could be of substantial benefit in severe depression. In this remarkable pilot study that suggested that DHA, which you can obtain equally from fish oil or algae, if you're concerned about consuming animal products, 45% of people previously unresponsive to medication or psychotherapy achieved clinical remission in an 8-week open-label pilot trial. They received either 260 milligrams or 520 milligrams per day of DHA. That's not much. That's very attainable with, maybe 2-3 pills of DHA. At the end of the study, 54% of participants had greater than 50% reduction in depression scores. 45% were in remission. It's almost too good to be true, and it's a small study, but it's encouraging because this is just but one of the natural strategies that can be used to address depression. And, you know, when we put together multiple strategies, the results are even better. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255. Great calls this hour. Let's get some more next hour. Stay with us. More health information coming up. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.